USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The whistleblower complaint that's led to the House opening of an impeachment inquiry has raised alarms, not only about what President Trump said to Ukraine's president in a call concerning political rival Joe Biden. The complaint also raised concerns about how the White House handled records of the conversation. President Trump says he supports transparency.
Even though it was supposedly secondhand information, which is sort of interesting, and other things have come out about the whistleblower that are also maybe even more interesting.
Another question raised by House Democrat Raja Krishnamoorthy.
The vast majority of the material should be declassified immediately. And the fact that the White House has not done so just begs the question, why? Why do they not want us to see the full why do they not want the American people to see the full whistleblower complaint?
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Iran's president warned world leaders that security in the energy-rich Persian Gulf could collapse quickly with one single blunder. He had a clear message for President Trump.
We have never surrendered to foreign aggression and imposition.
Speaking through an interpreter, Hassan Rouhani described U.S. policy as international piracy.
I hail from a country that has resisted the most merciless economic terrorism.
He said, as long as sanctions remain in place, then Iran will refuse to negotiate a nuclear deal. Contract talks between General Motors and striking United Auto Workers took a big step toward an agreement as committees finished up their work and sent it to the top bargainers. The move is a sign that contract talks are close to finishing up. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 163 points, the Nasdaq up 84. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Facebook says it won't fact-check politicians. USA's Chris Barnes has that story.
Essentially, Facebook is saying that it will let politicians say the kind of things that normal Facebook users cannot. This comes just in time for the heated 2020 presidential race. In a speech to the Atlantic Festival in Washington, Facebook VP Nick Clegg said the company will, by default, consider everything politicians post to be, in his words, newsworthy content that is governed by different rules than most of the rest of the site. He said politicians have been exempt from Facebook's third-party fact-checking program for over a year, and their organic content and ads are not eligible for review on that front, explaining, "We don't believe it's an appropriate role for us to referee political debates." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After more than five decades, an opera star is calling it quits at New York's Metropolitan Opera. Officials say opera star Placido Domingo has agreed to withdraw from his scheduled performances at New York's Metropolitan Opera, following sexual harassment allegations by several women. While disputing the recent allegations, Domingo indicated he would never perform at the Met again. You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.